That was the Tribal Five featuring Mark Beachy, and they hail from Sarnia, from the Sarnia First Nation. Now we're going to hear some of our community announcements right in our own nation, right in our own community here in London, and Mary Lou will share those with us.
Thanks, Dan. Well, I really don't have too many announcements this week because we haven't received the NAMR newsletter. It's not ready yet. And people haven't been sending us stuff. So if you have some announcements that you'd like to have on air, just, you know, call us at 661-2111, extension 5083, and leave a message on the machine and we'll get back to you. There's going to be a workshop on Guatemala facilitated by Paul Lemieux at the Cross Cultural Learner Center on Thursday, January 21st. It starts at 7:30 p.m. Donations are accepted. International Development Week is January 30th to February 6th, 1993. It's a free function. I'm not sure where. I guess you can contact Cross Cultural Learner Center to get information on that. The International Day of Solidarity with the People of Guatemala will be on Saturday, January 30th at 7 p.m. at the Peace Park. There's going to be an ecumenical service at St. Peter's Basilica at 8 o'clock. And there's going to be coffee after the service at the Cross Cultural Learner Center. Their telephone number is 660-8850, and you can contact them for any further information. The Wishkaig is having their monthly meeting next Wednesday at Namrin. I'm not sure if there is going to be a speaker or not, but the meeting will take place. I believe it starts at 7 o'clock. And Wishkaig is having a bingo on Thursday the 14th out at the Park Plaza on Muncie at 7 o'clock. So bring out your bingo dabbers and help us play bingo. And that's all I have.
Miigwech, Mary Lou. Yeah, I just have a couple items I'd like to add to that. On Wednesday the 13th, on Vision TV at 10 o'clock and again at 3 o'clock, repeated again at 3, there's a half-hour documentary series that's played every week. It's called Aboriginal Voices. It's hosted by Dale Montour from Six Nations and Alan Deleary from Chippewas of the Thames right outside of London. Now, they have done a very good series, I find. I mean, they're really, they've really got their finger on the pulse of Indian country. And they've been talking to a number of people that I find are very influential, who have guidance and wisdom to share. And so if you want to know a little bit about Aboriginal Voices, the voice of the people, then tune in to Vision TV on Wednesday at 10 o'clock. Either you can set your VCR for 10 o'clock or 3 o'clock on Wednesday. Mary Lou mentioned the bingo. I just like to say that I know next week, on Tuesday, February the 19th, there's going to be a forum on Aboriginal peoples and post-secondary education. It will be taking place at King's College. The actual conference starts at 3 o'clock. It will be in the Silverwood Building, in room 3130. Okay, so that's next Tuesday, 3 o'clock. And it's a conference on Aboriginal peoples and post-secondary education. On January the 23rd and 24th, two weeks today, there will be a youth traditional powwow at the Native Canadian Center in Toronto. The host drum is the Kuchiching drum, and the Eagle Staff Carrier is a fellow by the name of Harvey Anderson from the Rama First Nations. On January the 26th to the 29th, the Visiting Elders Program at the Native Canadian Center in Toronto welcomes Ernie Benedict, and he will be there from the 26th to the 29th. Ernie is well versed in the Constitution of the Five Nations, the Great Law of Peace. He is also well-versed in many other nations' spirituality and practices, and he is there to pass on and share that wisdom and knowledge to anyone who would like to make an appointment with him through the Native Canadian Center of Toronto. Okay, on March, or I'm sorry, on February the 11th at King's College, and also right here at the university, there's going to be a self-government panel. At the university, it's going to be taking place at 12 o'clock, from 12 o'clock to 3 o'clock at Alt House College. There will be a panel and forum discussions at the Alt House College with Patricia Montour. She's a native law professor up at the University of Ottawa. Terry Dockstader, hereditary Turtle Clan Oneida chief, who is now executive director of the National Association of Friendship Centers. And Gord Peters, who is the director of the Chiefs of Ontario. Okay, that takes place on Thursday, February the 11th, from 12 o'clock to 3 o'clock. And then that evening at 7 o'clock, King's College will host the same speakers in the Students' Lounge, and it's put on and sponsored by the Political Science Students Club. This all takes place on February the 11th. On January the 20th, Joanne Shenandoah will be performing at the presidential inauguration at the Hyatt in Washington, D.C. And we really congratulate Joanne, a member of the Oneida Nation, a sister who is really being an effective voice for all First Nations people. And on that note, on behalf of Mary Lou Smoke, my co-hostess, Hal Gilpin, and our brother John Turner, who has just joined us, we'd like to close for the week with her song, In a Minute, from her album, Joanne Shenandoah. Onagiwahe, Kwabin.